God not only wants us to be able to feel that tender, good spirit of His, but then He wants us to be able to express those things. I was just thinking about that's how the devil has really worked, is to get thoughts planted in our mind, as was said, to make us hard-hearted or hard-headed, and it's been through experiences. We're all born with God-given emotions, such as love and joy and compassion being some of those things. These are all things that we're all born with, and God would like to grow that and nurture that in us so that we can not only feel it within ourselves, but then we can, by our words and actions, share that same thing with somebody else. Extend some compassion. Really feel for somebody else, or really feel love for somebody else and share that love with them, or really feel tickled in our spirit by God and be able to share in that laughter or that tickling with somebody else in a genuine, clean kind of way. Not because someone told a dirty joke, but a clean way. At nobody else's expense, just because God's tickling us. Under the armpit of our minds. So, the emotions that we're born with, that evil thoughts have robbed us of. That's plain and simple is what has happened. There's a scripture that says that the devil takes people captive at his will. And that's a really neat scripture, because that tells us that it wasn't my will or your will that we became hard-headed or whatever. The list of things that we all have. Each one of us have things that we know we need to change about ourselves. These are the things that evil, the devil, has robbed us of. He's taken us captive. Just like being taken captive in the natural. When someone kidnaps or captures someone, they tie them up, they put them somewhere against their will, they don't want to be there, but they were overpowered and they're stuck until they can be freed of that situation. Well, it's the same way the devil has done to us. Mm-hmm. He has overpowered us, taken us captive, and it's happened throughout our lifetime. As a child growing up, we were helpless, and there hasn't been a lot we can do about it. Well, God can change all that. He can turn that all around. Those things that God would like us to be able to feel and express, like the song said, He can make you want to sing. He can make you want to shout. Well, these are expressions. These are ways to express good things that we feel, that God has us feel. It is the devil that has taken us captive and not allowed us to be able to express those kinds of things. For instance, the love we talked about. We get exposed to situations. People say things to us that are hurtful. People act in ways toward us that makes us feel like we're good for nothing and we'll never amount to anything, and that's just the way it is. And so we end up feeling really bad about ourselves, and we can't love ourselves, much less really love somebody else the way we'd like to. Not that we don't have the desire, but it's just not within us to be able to do it, because the devil has taken us captive at his will. What about our joy? Same thing. You know, we get bound up because we're told, you know, wipe that grin off of your face. This is not the time to laugh. You know, those kinds of things. And, just different ways that our joy has been robbed or stifled, that we haven't been able to express God's pure Holy Spirit of joy and laugh. Not about somebody because they did something and ha-ha, but because it's just funny. Who knows why? You know, we don't always get everybody's humor either. Someone else may be laughing about something and we think, oh well, over my head, I don't feel it. So, okay, that's all right. There's other things that we may be tickled about that somebody else says, oh, she's having fun. And we are. That's God's Holy Spirit of joy. Nothing Amen. Wrong with that.
Amen.
But evil robs us of that. And our God-given emotion, we've been taken captive by the devil at his will, and we haven't been able to feel and then express that the way God would like. Our compassion, same thing. Situations get set up in our lifetime growing up where we get, as we've been hearing about, hard-headed, hard-hearted, calloused over, kind of like when you get burned or hurt, and then you get this calloused place on your skin, and it's kind of tough, and it doesn't matter. It seems like someone can hit it, or you can get it pretty hot, and you don't really feel anything there. That's the way our mind becomes. We've been hurt so many times, and it's kind of been roughed over and calloused over, where we're kind of unfeeling in our mind, and we're not able to really feel the plight of somebody else. You know, it's like you see people going through things, and it's too bad, but you don't really feel. You can't really feel a depth of feeling and compassion for what they're going through that we would like to. And maybe we even see somebody else feel that and share that whatever with that person, their compassion, and we think, wow, you know, I don't feel that. It's too bad that that person's in that situation, but I don't really feel that depth of compassion that I see somebody else expressing. Well, that's because of our situation and the things we've been through in our life that's calloused us over, and we're not able to feel that or share with that other person in a way that lets them know that we really feel for their plight, what they're going through. So we've been calloused over. The devil has taken us captive at his will. God wants us to be able to sing. He wants us to be able to shout. He wants us to be able to embrace somebody else and give them a hug and show them we love them. He wants us to be able to feel compassion, feel for what somebody else is going through, and really, really feel it and really mean it. He wants us to be able to feel and express those things. And there's some scriptures in the Old Testament that talk about this, how that even though we've been taken captive by the devil and we've been bound up and we haven't been able to express the way we'd like, it says that God can turn again that captivity. And he talks about how he's done that for his people. He turned again that captivity. He turned the tables on the devil. And now people have been freed from their captivity. And it says, wow, the reaction from the people is their mouth is filled with laughter and their tongue was singing. And they were saying to whoever they came in contact with, the Lord has done great things for us. And
amen.
We're glad.
Amen.
Well, that's what God can do for us. That's an expression. It's showing us what God can do in our life. He can turn again that captivity. Yeah, we've been taken captive. Yeah, we've all got our stories. Every one of us have a story. And it's not pretty. I mean, there's some good things in our life, but there's things in our life that's not pretty. God can change that. He can turn that captivity around. He can fill our mouth with singing and our tongue with laughter or whichever way that goes, and we can sing and express is the idea. We can express good things now because good things are happening in our life. God's doing some good things, and we can express it. And we can say to somebody else, God's doing great things here. He is changing lives. He's changing my life, and he can do that for you too.
Amen.
We can do that and share that with somebody else. And it's a true thing. It's a true statement. Yeah, it's somewhat of a personal testimony, and each one of us have a personal testimony that between us and God, we know what it is, and we don't
Amen.
Have to get specific. But in
Amen.
General, the scriptures talk about it in that way, and in general, we can tell you tonight, every one of us has gone through life-changing things in our lives with God.
Amen.
Using some grace in our mind, teaching us that there is a power, a spirit that he has, that he can put in our mind, and can remove a thought that's put me in bondage or taken me captive.
Amen.
He can turn
Amen.
The tables on that and say,
Amen.
Would you like to be free of that? Well,
Amen.
Let me give you some power to cast that thing out of your mind. And it can work. And we do that, and he can fill our mind back up, or that part of our mind back up, with some compassion or love or joy, what we want to feel. And before you know it, we're going to be feeling that in ourselves and wanting to share it with somebody else. We're going to want to let our mouth sing and let our mouth praise God or shout and just whatever, hallelujah, whatever you want to say, we'll be able to do that because God has done something, like we heard, miraculous. It's a miracle.
Amen.
It's life-changing.
Amen.
People go to great lengths to try to change their lives.
Amen.
They pay top dollar to go to professionals to get the kind of help. They get some help, but not the kind of help they're trying to pay for because those professionals can't take the thoughts out of their mind. Well, God's the ultimate professional. He's our creator. He's the one that's got all the power. He calls him omnipotent. That
Amen.
Means all powerful. That means he's got it all to be able to give to us. So we don't want to underestimate the power of God.
Amen.
Jesus said, I'll give you power over all the power of the enemy.
Amen.
And nothing will by any means hurt you. What do we got to lose?
Nothing.